So after we finished the eye exam, we're going to take a look at lip and mouth diagnosis. So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocols. Some of the things are going to be really obvious, like the bottom picture with this big ulceration there. And some things might be much more subtle, like a little bit of redness in the corners or cracking and peeling of the lips. So let's have a look at our lip exam and see what kind of clues you can glean from an examination of the lips and the mouth. When you look inside their mouth and you look at their gums, if their gums are pale, it could be suggestive of iron deficiency. So if the gums are puffy or bleeding, that could be indicative of insufficiencies of certain nutrients like folic acid or CoQ10. It could be also low vitamin C or bioflavonoids, because vitamin C and bioflavonoids are super potent anti-inflammatories. It could also be low niacin, zinc, or even vitamin A. So we're just going to be marking these things on our chart, which we'll go through towards the end, and pull it all together. After a while, when you've done this a lot or looked at these a lot, you'll immediately start to see the patterns. But when you're first working on it, I've given you a worksheet to make it easier. If they've got ulcerations or canker sores, it could be insufficiencies of friendly gut flora. It could be low B vitamins, especially folic acid. They could be low in lysine, and this ulceration could be related to herpes outbreak, and low lysine contributes to herpes outbreaks. It could be that they have excess arginine, or they may be gluten sensitive, and it's causing breakouts around the mouth. Also, other food allergies, as well as stress, can contribute to ulcerations or canker sores in the mouth. Lines around the mouth, like on the outside of the mouth, can be suggestive of low estrogen, low essential fatty acids, or low fat-soluble vitamins like A or E, and also B vitamins. So you see, there's a lot that the mouth tells us about our B vitamin status. If you've got cracks or fissures, especially in the corners here, that's especially indicative of the B vitamin deficiency, especially B2, B5, B6, and folic acid. But cracking anywhere can be indicative of low essential fatty acids because it leads to dryness of skin and mucous membrane. And also low magnesium can contribute to the fissures and cracks, especially at the corners. When someone has dry, flaky lips, it can, of course, be essential fatty acids because those are related to the fat, the moisture in our membranes. Dry, flaking lips can also be indicative of low levels of the B vitamin biotin. You might ask if they have a metallic taste in their mouth, which could be from heavy metal toxicity, or they may be taking too much in the way of minerals. It's not okay to take excessive amounts of minerals. It's not so bad with the water-soluble vitamins because you can just pee them away. But with the minerals, they do get stored in the body, and that can be indicative of indicated by a metallic taste in the mouth. Some medications also cause a metallic taste in the mouth. So if they have that, you might want to make sure that you double check that they're not on a specific medication that might be contributing to this. When you have loss of the various tastes, you know, there's five tastes on your tongue, especially the sweet taste, it can be indicative of inadequate zinc or excess copper, which creates a functional zinc imbalance, zinc deficiency, and it also can be selenium. In a bitter taste in the mouth, can be from an infection or an abscess. A salty taste can be excess salt intake or bleeding somewhere in the body, because the blood, remember, is very salty. Excess salivation. You know, there's people who just drool a lot. That can be from excess mercury in their body. So if you see that or they complain about that, make sure you ask and go through the history carefully to find out if they have excess mercury. And you may even want to do a heavy metal test. If they have painful dentures, that has some indications as well. Now, just the fact that they have dentures indicates that there's been poor nutrition or drug interaction for a long time, that they've lost their teeth. But when their dentures are painful, it could be because their stomach acid is low. It could be low B vitamins. And it could be deficiency of a particular amino acid called glutamine. And glutamine, we'll find out as we go into blood sugar imbalance, is very important for keeping your blood sugar steady and also for keeping your gut from becoming leaky or repairing leaky gut. If someone has a lot of tooth decay, it could be an imbalance of B vitamins and also minerals like calcium, silica, or boron. When their gums bleed a lot, you know, they say they just gently floss and their gums bleed all over the place, or when they eat, their gums bleed, that is most likely a deficiency of vitamin C and bioflavonoids, because that keeps the structure, the collagen structure in there. Very, very important for that. People with bad breath, it could be any number of reasons. It could be they don't have enough digestive enzymes, so their food is just not getting digested as well, broken down as well, and it's rotting in their gut. It could be related to food allergies. It could also be related to an infection somewhere, that kind of a rotting smell on the breath. It could be an infection in the gut or in the throat or in the mouth. It could be related to leaky gut. Bad breath can be affected by leaky gut. And also overeating. When you overeat, you overtax your digestive capability. Or if you eat too frequently and the food doesn't get digested so well, and it can create bad breath. And finally, stress can create bad breath. And stress is connected to your digestion very heavily, in that cortisol closes down the sphincters between the parts of your digestive tract. It decreases your stomach acid and decreases allergies. So again, poor digestion can lead to bad breath indirectly through stress. Folks that can have an acetone-like breath smells, and you'll be smelling this if you're dealing with people in person or asking them about it if they're on the phone. But when their breath smells like acetone, which is nail polish remover, it's usually indicative of either diabetes or they're actively losing weight. It's a ketone type smell. When their breath smells like urine, it's almost always protein maldigestion. Almost always protein maldigestion. If it's putrid, it usually is an infection somewhere along the path, whether it's in the lung or the mouth. Could even be in the esophagus. Less likely, though. And red and inflamed lips can be indicative of low B vitamins or poor absorption in your small intestine. So remember, we're going to be gathering up all these signs and coming up with some patterns of what might be going on with this person. Let's go on and look at the entire face.